From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian authorities say police pulled three children near death of dehydration from a van that was packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. Helmut Barban is a spokesperson for the Birkenlohe, Austria police.
We have had in the year 2014, a whole year, we had about 4,500 refugees here in Burgenland. And this year, up to the end of August, we had more than 12,000.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank on Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people may have drowned. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkey agreed last month to take on more of an active role in the fight against the IS militants. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gress said today the sentences handed down to him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi now has the opportunity to undo that injustice and pardon the three journalists. An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Gress, as well as Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy and Egyptian Bahar Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood, and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Gress returned to Australia earlier this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. The United States is among many countries who have said Egypt has unjustly imprisoned the journalist. This is VOA News.